Second hour on this Thursday, Darren McFarland, Derek Mason with you. Let's head over to the campus of TSU. Big announcement yesterday, September 2nd, 2023. Tennessee State will be playing Notre Dame in South Bend. Pretty cool stuff. First time Notre Dame has ever played an HBCU. That's just still hard to believe.
It is.
And Eddie now joins us, the head coach of the TSU Tigers. Eddie, what's going on?
Hey, blessed, man. How you guys doing? AD, what's going on, brother?
What's going on, EG?
Hanging in there, brother.
He's drinking a lot of water, Eddie, because he's been eating hot Doritos during the break.
Oh, is that right? Well, which flavor?
The flaming hot ones.
Is it really flaming hot?
Yes.
This was the conversation during the break, Eddie. I tell you what, I'm going to ask Eddie. I'm like, what is wrong with you? He's like, these Doritos are tearing me up.
Hey, man, my head is sweating, man.
I'll stay away from those for sure. I'll stay away from those.
Well, this was a really, really cool announcement yesterday. How did this all come about?
Well, honestly, I can't take the credit for this. This really comes down to our leadership and with Mickey Allen and my chief of staff, Dusty Bennett, for putting this all together. Initially, when you get an opportunity like this to play a Power 5 school, you look at the motives behind it, you know, especially us being in this position. And at first, I was reluctant because I didn't want to put my team in a situation where we can't be competitive. But in order for us to go where we want to be, we got to play the best, and we got to see what that looks like. We have to have an idea of what that looks like holistically. You know, Notre Dame is a first-class organization, a program. They do everything with a sense of excellence. And where we're going to be in 2023, we're going to be different. And it gives us a chance to play against a quality opponent in an awesome atmosphere. I know Derek had a chance to play at Notre Dame, playing at Michigan State, I believe. And playing against teams like that, the Irish, it gives you a national exposure. It has a chance. We have a chance to show the nation, you know, our rich history, our resources, our vision for where we want to go. As a program and what we aspire to be. So it's really a win-win across the board, and the fact that it's a guarantee in terms of us getting our money out of it is also wonderful. Sure. It's going to help enhance the footprint of TSU athletics.
Yeah, DMA said it was actually used as a recruiting tool when he was, you know, at Michigan State, like, hey, we're going to play
Absolutely.
Notre Dame. And so that's literally where I was going. You said it. It's going to be on NBC, so it's going to be a nationally televised game. How much can you use that moving forward as a recruiting tool?
Well, again, a lot of kids, they want to measure up to see where they measure up against Power 5 schools. Some of them feel slighted that, hey, I should be playing at Notre Dame or at Ohio State or Michigan State. Well, guess what? Here's your opportunity. And that's what I'm preaching. We're not going up there hat in hand. We're going up there to compete and compete at a high level. And that's what I'm instilling in my guys. I mean, they put on their pants the same way we do. And when that time does come, we will be ready. But again, you know, for guys that are in between, that are thinking about going to a Power 5 school, I'm saying, hey, you can come to Tennessee State and still accomplish everything that you want to accomplish, have a shot to go to the NFL, get a great education, and get coached properly by some of our guys on our coaching staff to get you prepared for the next level. So you're going to play big-time football here at the FCS level, at the HBCU, you know, because, again, if you aspire to go to the league, they're going to find you. It doesn't matter. They're going to find the talent, and they're scouring the earth for that. So it just depends on the quality of life that you want to have, the football experience that you want to have, and that's what I'm trying to do is to enhance that. So from a recruiting aspect, you know, especially for our transfers that are coming from Power 5 schools, I say, hey, this is an opportunity for you to show the world and the nation, you know, the talent that you have, and it puts you on the map.
Did you have a relationship, or do you have a relationship with Marcus Freeman before this press conference?
No, Yeah, I know Marcus for quite some time through Jim Tressel. I didn't play for Tress, but the Ohio State Buckeye Network, especially for us athletes, we're very tight. You know, no matter who you played under, you put that uniform on, it's like blood. You know, we were blood brothers. So I think the mutual respect was there. We never discussed this opportunity prior to this happening. You know, that was more or less with the ADs. But they were looking for an opportunity to play an HBCU school, and it was only fitting that they chose us to do that. They really wanted to make that happen. I think the storylines are great. And again, it brings a light to the rich history that TSU football already has. You know, 122 NFL athletes have come through here. A couple of Hall of Famers, and Claude Humphreys and Richard Dent, first round overall pick in Tutal Jones, and a ton of great coaches that have coached here. So our rich tradition will be noticed nationwide, and people will come to know that, hey, Tennessee State, this is a school of excellence. They are not foreign, they don't know about not having great teams. I mean, they've had 13 national championship teams. So it's been a wonderful opportunity, and you know, we're looking forward to playing up there for sure.
We're talking with Eddie George, Tennessee State University's head football coach. Now, Eddie, there are a lot of things going on there at TSU, your program. I saw, you know, you guys getting new weight room and everything mm-hmm. else. So what other projects are going on in regards to the football team?
Yeah, thanks, Derek. We just got a new locker room as well, temporary locker room in the Gentry Center. We, like you mentioned, we got a new weight room here. We're getting a new turf laid down in the indoor, and that's going to look vastly different than it has before. It's going to be updated. We're exploring the possibilities of moving our games full-time to the hole, looking at what that looks like. We have our first game here against Lane College, which will be the John Merrick Classic. Here will be in the hole. We're looking at getting the turf changed to turf. We're changing from grass to turf. So we're looking to do a lot of different projects here. We want to try to get a football operations building done here in the near future as well, right on campus. So it really centralizes our operations. So it's a slow pull, but it's in the amount of time that we've been here, we've been able to do a lot. You know, the next 10 days, you know, really Monday, will mark the first full year that I've been here. And with the diligence and the resilience of our staff and Mickey Allen getting things done, and, of course, Glenda Glover signing off on all of the things that we're trying to do, is happening at a good pace. So we're right where we want to be in terms of right now, but we have a long way to go.
Now, I mean, you've hired coaches and you've lost a few coaches.
Yeah.
How has that been for you? I know because you just finished up your first year, or you're finishing up. It'll be your first full year Monday. Yeah. So you were a part of the, you know, the hiring, but you never experienced, hey, I'm losing a coach and I got to hire again. So how has that been?
Right. You know, just when you think the water settles, Derek, after mm-hmm. the season, you get a chance to breathe, and you're like, okay, I got to, you know, coaches leave, and you got to, you know, go on the whole deal where you're interviewing people. And that was a great learning experience for me. You know, hiring my first staff was awesome. Hugh was an excellent coach for us to get us going. And Hugh, you know, I felt like that was only a matter of time because he had aspirations of getting a head job somewhere, you know, whether that was back in the NFL or now at an HBCU at Grambling State. But it allows me to get better. You know, now that I know coaches now, I know what I want to see. I know what I'm looking for. You know, last year, Derek, it was all about understanding. You know, I didn't do a whole lot of talking. I just observed. I learned. I took a lot of notes. I've asked questions. And it was really for me to see, okay, what do I want? I mean, of course, I want to be able to have a balanced offense, but what does that really look like in today's football, you know? And I did a lot of a lot of interviews, and I felt good about finding the right teachers, the right men of character, how they relate to our players. Not just guys that can get the job done X and O-wise, but who can help move the lifestyle and the culture to where I need it to be. Mm-hmm. And that took a process. That was a great process for me to go down. I must have interviewed 1,000 different coaches because I lost you, and I lost the O-line coach. Then I got T-Bone with my tight ends coach, getting a great opportunity to go play coach at Buffalo with the Buffalo Bills. So those are all great things, but, you know, Jeff Fisher always told me, said, hey, you know, when you lose a coach, that's a good thing because it allows you to get better, and I think we've done just that.
Now, I'm sure the recruiting process is much different from when you and I got recruited, but how much different is it? You know, because you see and you hear certain things about recruiting, and you think, like, man, I didn't have to go through that when I was being recruited.
Well, you know, D, it's like I have yet to go in anybody's living room, like physically go in somebody's living room and recruit their child because it's changed because of COVID. Mm-hmm. Now it's going on Twitter. It's Instagram. It's the digital age. It's looking at highlights and all that, which is very dangerous because you can get enamored with a guy's athletic ability off of his highlights. There's a highlight for a reason. He's showing all of his good plays. Okay. You've got to really do your homework and due diligence and watch a full game on a player to see how he responds in between those two plays. How does he respond when he gets smacked in the mouth or throws an interception? You know, what's the body language like? You know, what are the next three or four plays after that? That's how you're going to find out the culture and the character of the player by watching full game. So I'm more of old school where I want to see full game tape, not the huddles, not the long runs, not the pretty catches, but when you struggle, because that's going to tell me a lot about who they are. So that's been the eye-opening deal for me, is that everything is at the tip of your hands now, and it's so instant. And, you know, I can get to a player, like, if I say, okay, I see a guy that I like, a quarterback out of California, I can get to him in an instant. You know, whereas before, it took us, you know, a fax, an email, calling card, to get in touch with a player, and letters. You know, we were big on the letters back in the day, so that doesn't exist anymore. That's been the biggest difference.
Okay. Well, I'm going to leave you with this. I want to ask you this last question because I saw Jerome Bettis, a former Irish, a former Detroit native, as I am. Mm-hmm. I watched Bettis in high school and in college. How fun was that for him to ask you questions?
Well, I tell you, Jerome, as you know, Derek, has been a great friend of mine. Mm-hmm. You know, he's with the Lamont Smith and our agent for so many years. And I met Jerome in 96 when I came out, and he's been like a brother to me. And I'm pretty sure he had something to do with this thing happening. He knew I was coaching here. He's actually taking classes. He's going to graduate May. May 14th, actually, went back and got his degree. So he's on campus at Notre Dame. So I called him, told him to come by, and that was a lot of fun. And he's been nothing but supportive of this, giving me advice, telling me the you know, just the ins and outs of the business in terms of what to look for, just his experience, anything he can give me. But to have him in that room was wonderful. So he's always a breath of fresh air with that smile and that laugh comes in when he comes in the room. So he's been great.
So last thing, you said if you're good enough, they'll find you. So you got it. This is your chance. You got any guys you want to promote that NFL teams need to be looking at hard and heavy at the end of this month?
At the end of this month? Well, yeah, we have quite a few kids. Jeremy Hickbottom, our quarterback. I was second team all OVC, had his pro day here. I thought he did an outstanding job, really ran well. Corey Rahman, who was our safety, really did a great job. I think he has getting an opportunity to work out for the Titans. He's a safety. When I think of him as an Eric Weddle type, high footballer IQ, ran a 4.5 40, jumped to 37.5 inch vertical. You look at his tape, it speaks for itself because he's always around the ball. Heady guy, knows the game inside now. Eddie Graham, a cornerback as well. Rodell Rahman was a tight end that played at Bowling Green. Kind of undersized at tight end, but was clearly one of our best players for us. He played a tight end, but also could have played the X position because of his explosiveness and playmaking ability. So those are some of the guys that we have coming out, and also our left tackle, Cam Durley, who is coming off of a knee injury, but he looks the part, long, lean, left tackle. So those are the guys that I'm hoping will get an opportunity to make a camp this year.
Love it. Love it. Good stuff as always. Hey, thanks for coming on and doing this. It's going to be really cool experience for your guys. I know you played against Notre Dame. I think you ran for over 200 yards against Notre Dame, did you not?
Yeah, it was 206.
But you remember those yards.
Who's counting, right? Oh, wait a minute, Eddie's counting. Eddie, thanks so much for doing this. Keep up the good work.
All right, guys. Hey, be blessed there. Take care, man.
All right, you too.
Yep. All right, bro.
That is TSU football coach Eddie George, Titans legend right there. We'll come back. A lot to digest after that. I thought there was really interesting stuff in there. Plus, we're going to get into a topic this hour that's really going to get your attention on something really we were talking about at the end of the hour, and I think the Titans need to be really, really considering this. We'll do that next year on ESPN 102.5 The Game.